want to welcome you to a very special service this morning. You won't notice that there are no adults inside up here. That's because today is Youth Sunday. Please take some time to read the announcements in the bulletin set so that you will know that what will be happening here in the next few weeks. On behalf of all of the youth and of the church, we would like to thank you for being here this morning, and we would like to welcome you to our service.
Our service today will come center the word faith. So we call to worship today comes from Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see.
Let us pray.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for letting us be here today. Thank you for our church and the people that go here. Thank you for our youth group and the friends that I have in it. Please be with all of the people on our prayer list. And be with Mima, Mr. Larry, Madge, Nene, Say, Mom, and Don Copeland. Please be with all of the people in our youth group and keep us safe at school. Thank you for Doc and letting him teach us about God. Now you say the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us trespasses as we forgive trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please remain standing and repeat with me the Apostles' Creed, which can be found at the back of your hymnal. I believe in the Holy God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only begotten our Son, Lord, whose Jesus Holy Ghost, born in the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. This day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven, the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to the cross to quicken the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You might have noticed that all of the kids are busy this morning, so we decided not to have a children's sermon, but instead to have a senior sermon. So if you are between the ages of 65 and 80, come on down. Don't worry, I won't bite. My sister bites when she plays football on the playground. But don't worry, I hardly ever bite. Yes? Yes. Thank you.
You gotta wait for all
the... Oh my God. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Tell them that there's some of them that need to tell the truth about their age.
Now, if you're over the age of 80, you still need to listen. Because I'm talking to you, but we just didn't want you to have to move. Good Pop, I'm going to need you to be my helper today. Picked you because I trust you. Pop, please tie this blindfold around me. Please.
Put the blindfold on?
Mm-hmm. Not my eyes. My eyes.
There you go.
You're to help the little kids.
How am I doing, Kay?
Good.
Okay, can you see?
Nope. Okay. Now I'm going to fall back and I need you to catch me.
Oh,
please,
okay.
Catch me, because if you don't, it is going to hurt.
Okay.
See, I'm not kidding. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I got you.
Thank you. Here. Good job, Bob. Now it's your turn. Bend down and let me tie the blindfold on you.
What?
Your turn to let me catch you.
You go catch me?
Doubt it.
I sort of doubt it, too. I'm a little worried about it. Do I need to put the blindfold on?
Yeah, no. No. I doubt that I could catch you. I think I'm worried.
I don't believe you can catch me.
No.
I think you try, but I don't believe you can catch me.
What's wrong? You don't trust me?
Not that I don't trust you. I just don't think you can do it.
You don't have faith that I will catch you?
No.
Okay, you can sit down.
I can sit down?
Yes. You know, Christians are just like Bob. They don't have faith. My parents have told me that they have a lot of worries. But you know, they shouldn't. If you're worried about your health, don't. Have faith in God that He will heal you. If you're worried about your children or grandchildren, don't. Have faith that God will watch out for them. If you're worried about having to pay for your old people medication, don't. Have faith that God will provide for you. You have to have faith in God like I have faith in Bob. So if you fall, have faith that God will catch you. You can go. Thank you. Thank you so much.
If the ushers would please come forward, we will now collect God's fines and offerings. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for creating this beautiful earth and the people on the earth. We are thankful for our church. Thank you for giving us a chance to work to earn money. Thank you for giving us a chance to give part of that money back to you. We ask that you please bless these monies so that they will help our kingdom to grow. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please stand and join in singing hymn 344, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
When we found out that we were going to be leading the worship service this morning, Tim and Jennifer let us decide what today's sermon would be about. The five of us talked about it together, and we decided that today's sermon would be entitled Faith. We wanted to use the word as an acronym, so we each picked a letter and decided what that letter would represent. Individually, we wrote our own parts and have put it together for today's message. We hope that our words will make you think about faith in a new way.
The F in faith means to move on. In the dictionary, it says a man in relation to his natural child or children. So in John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believed in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So it says that God the Father loves us so much that He wants to give His true Son to help us see Him in heaven. There once was a boy who got very ill, so he went to a place for the ill to die. So while he was there, he hit off with a man. So he asked the nurse if she could have his bed in the same room with him. The boy had a window beside him, so the man asked him what was out there. He said a playground with a father and a son. So the man asked the same question every day, and he got the same answer every day. Until about a month later, he said, just the boy is there. So the man asked the boy, where is the dad? He said he got shot last night, saving the boy. That night he prayed for God to have the boy saved from illness. He got it, but he died. The boy asked the nurse who that man was. She said, it was your father. So every day the boy goes to the playground to pray for being thankful that for that his dad saved him, just like the one the dad at the playground did for his son. So Father wants to help us, save us, and die for us. So God was the first dad, and the second dad was Jesus. We were the boys.
The A in faith stands for acceptance. Romans 15:6-7. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. Each believer is accepted by the Father in Christ. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Many people suppose that because they have sinned or have seen sins, they must renew their acceptance with God. As it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, everyone sins. As the children of God, it is important that we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts so that he can forgive those who sin through his love for us. Another part of acceptance in this world today is accepting yourself. A major problem in the U.S. is the suicide rate. Many people commit suicide to not accepting themselves, yet God chose you for you, not who you are or who someone else is. People compare themselves to this unrealistic standard that has been set up, but they forget that God loves you for you and not who you are. Then, as Christians, we need to accept others. God chose you for a purpose, to be holy, to love each other as you would yourself. No matter if someone wears the same clothes as you, has the same home environment as you, God wants you to love each other as you are his children. You cannot accept those who are like you because everyone is different in their own way that God created them to be. No matter if you like them or love them or whatever, they are God's child just like you, and their purpose is to be holy as well as you. Therefore, you should love them and accept them for who they are. Accepting someone is one of the hardest things to do. If someone had hurt you in the past, forgive like Jesus forgives us when we don't deserve it. Strive to be like him and forgive and move on and accept others. God sent his one and only son to die for you on the cross. You are not perfect. You may not be the person you'd like to be. But never forget that God will always accept you and love you. You are his masterpiece. He has accepted you, and it's time that you accept him into your heart if you haven't already done, as well as accept others who are his children, as well as you.
I have the letter I in faith. My word for the letter I is inspire. The dictionary definition of inspire is to fill someone with the urge or ability to do something, especially to do something creative. In 2 Corinthians 12:10, Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am strong." This verse is very inspiring because Paul is saying that even though he is at his weakest moment, he is strong. He is also saying that this experience is for the betterment of him and that the Lord is leading him on a path that he hadn't expected. This past summer, I had the pleasure of hearing this guy named Mike Shalafi speak while in Washington, D.C. He won gold medals at the 1988 and 1992, and bronze medals at the 1996 and 2000 Paralympic Games for wheelchair basketball, and is now in the NWBA Hall of Fame. Mike has also completed several marathons while in his wheelchair. When Mike was in high school, he had everything going for him. He was smart, popular, and the quarterback of the football team. When he was 14, he was shot in the chest at point-blank range. He was shot by his best friend by accident whenever they were playing around with his dad's gun. He didn't realize that there were any bullets in it and the safe was off. He would never walk again, but he is probably the luckiest person ever. He is lucky because when the bullet went through his chest, it went through right next to his heart. The bullet went through while his heart was on an inbeat. If his heart had been on an outbeat, the bullet would have gone through his heart and he would have died. Mike didn't let that stop him. Just a few months after being in the hospital and going through therapy, he discovered wheelchair basketball. He immediately fell in love with it, and the rest is history. Every time Mike takes the floor to speak, everyone is greeted with a dazzling smile. He is so happy and cheerful that you don't even notice his wheelchair until he says something about it. Mike says, "If you can't stand up, stand out." He also says, "Whether gold or bronze, I have enjoyed the journey as much as the destination." Mike didn't let adversity bring him down. Instead, he used what happened to him to open doors for new opportunities that he hadn't that he would not have ever dreamed of. He's also used his story to inspire others. Mike and Paul are two very comparable men. They both stayed positive in their worst moments and didn't let it bring them down. When they both seemed to be at their weakest, they were very strong. They both just had faith in God and let Him do the work. Mike and Paul are two people who use their past experiences to inspire others.
T is for thankfulness. God has given us grace in all of the heavenly places. Our gifts in life might not be a room full of gold or all the riches we could ever ask for. It's that we have someone to turn to in times of need, or honestly, anytime we want Him. We might all want physical blessings, but in God's eyes, spiritual blessings are the greatest gift you can receive. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Every bit of love we receive, every small blessing we have, every good thing that has ever happened to us came from Him. We can argue about what's happening in our everyday lives or what we can and cannot control, but we don't take time to notice the small blessings in life. Everyone on this earth, especially me, has taken things for granted. If you have $86,400 and someone takes 10, are you going to spend the other $86,390 looking for the 10 you're missing? No, it would be a waste of all the good money you have looking for the 10 that got taken. However, that is exactly what we do when we overlook the small blessings in our life. Something bad will happen and take 10 seconds out of our day, and we will waste the other 86,390 seconds of our day trying to make up for the one lost blessing and overlook all the small things. We aren't thankful for the blessings our faith in God has given us. We will ruin our entire day just because we are selfish and didn't get one thing that we wanted. God gives us a life through Him. God has given us His confidence. God has given us and the world in which we live in a plan. Long before He had a plan for earth, He had a plan for me and you. He put us as the focus of love, of His love. Long, long ago, He gave His Son so that He could give His love to us, to forgive us for what we've done, to give us a life of His love. God has given us a guilt and shame-free life because of His forgiveness. We will give God our praise and thanks because He gave us love and adopted us like family. God pours out His grace and faith upon us. Because of this, we have much to be thankful for.
The age in faith stands for healing. For God said in Jeremiah 33:6, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." If you think about it, this ties directly in with the word faith. Faith is trust, assurance, and confidence in God. Living faith is shown by service and obedience to God. He will increase our faith if we fervently ask and draw close to Him. If we can trust the Lord with all of our heart and have faith in Him always, we have a promise that from Him we will be healed. Whether we're healed spiritually, mentally, or physically, the Lord works in our lives to make sure we are fully able to live through Him. Have faith in the Lord in even the hardest times and lowest points in our lives. For it is said in Psalm 107:19-20, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." If we pray constantly and continue to ask God for help in our lives, He'll be there when we need Him. If we need healing from a sickness, an upsetting time, or if we just need the reassurance from God to heal us spiritually, call on Him and He shall provide. He promises throughout the Bible that He will not bring on us any of the diseases as long as we in return promise a few things. Listen carefully to Him, for it is He who knows right from wrong. Pay attention to His commandments at all times, and you shall be rewarded. And finally, pay attention to all of His decrees. He urges us to be fearing and word-obeying children of Him. One of the rewards for this is divine healing. Have faith in the Lord at all times, and you shall be healed in all ways. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commandments and keep all His decrees, He will not bring on us any of the diseases He brought on the Egyptians, for He is the Lord who heals us." Exodus 15:26. Trust in the Lord and have faith in Him always, and you will be healed. For it is He who promises, He who loves, and He who heals. Please stand and join us for the benediction. Let us pray.
Go with the faith that God, our Father, will protect you.
Go with the faith knowing that God accepts you and loves you.
Go with the faith using your talents and experiences to inspire others.
Go with faith always giving thanks for every good and perfect gift.
And go with faith understanding that God will heal you and let you enjoy abundant peace and security. In His name we pray. Amen.